Welcome everybody to a brand new episode of Rewind, Replay, Record. Hope everyone's staying safe out there and everything. Today I am joined as always by the co-host with the mostest, and that is
Edwin. How's it going, everybody?
And Daniel is not with us. He will be joining us shortly because he has more pressing concerns like feeding his children and such. But he will be with us shortly. Edwin, how you been doing, sir? It's a crazy time right now and all that with lots of stuff and all that. How you holding up?
A lot of emotions, but, you know, getting by. You know, every day is kind of just like a new adventure.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, you know, just try to stay healthy, eating right. Been, like, watching a lot of, like, cooking shows on YouTube and making really good, you know, healthy meals.
Yeah.
So we made a lot of sushi recently, like a lot of hand rolls. They've been turning out really good.
Nice.
I got to say. So that, you know, and obviously, like, other things, just keeping busy, organizing the apartment, bedroom.
Yeah, you were telling me that movies. you were telling me you got some furniture and stuff. I was kind of doing that myself as kind of like a springtime cleaning kind of situation where it's like you have all this time on your hands, might as well go through your stuff and reorganize and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's been great. Found some photos too. You know, I realize I don't have much photos of you, B-Ray.
Yeah, I tend to stay out of pictures. I want people to remember me in their minds rather than pictures, because in the mind it's always better, and in the picture it's what the hell.
Well, the picture that I found was the one that I always see that's on my phone, which is when we lived together, a Christmas one, when we got like a Christmas tree and I'm holding Bella up and it looks like we're some like couple.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I'll send
that's
that
a running
to you.
Theme, it seems.
A little bit.
It was your girlfriend that was taking the picture too. That was weird. You don't have a lot of pictures with the ex at that point either. Just more pictures of me and you.
With the apartment, and man, it was great.
Yeah, I know. Lots of things. Daniel's texting in now saying he's ready, so let me join him.
Yeah, bring him in here.
But yeah, let's do the. Oh, yeah, my mouse doesn't work right now. I'm keeping all this in. I haven't. A lot of those pictures of that time were on Facebook, and a lot of it is of other people taking pictures, and it was me mostly. I don't know. I think a lot of those pictures happened at that Scarface party you threw.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that I was invited to and such.
There's also some, like, when we went to some bar in downtown L.A.
La Cita? I know the night you were talking about. Was that Edwin or our friend Gerardo's birthday?
I think so, but I think there was another time where we went to...
Hey, Daniel, welcome.
That's me.
Yeah, we're recording. We're starting to record. You're in the middle of the cast right now. We just started the last, like, 2 minutes or so. We're just talking about pictures that Edwin found and such from our days of living together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Edwin?
Yeah, but downtown LA, there was always mispronounced the place where it's a hot dog place. No. I always pronounce it, where's your cooch, but that's not what it's called. But that's what I did.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And like, there's a picture of you. This was probably like 9 years ago. And you just have this face of anger.
Yeah.
Maybe because I was taking the picture and I was like, hey, Brian, look over here. And
I think that was for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Because
bro.
That's actually. It took you 9 years to remember. No, that was the day that I went to Disneyland by myself because they were having that promotion where if it was your birthday, you would if it was your birthday that year, you get a free ticket in. And I didn't know about it until the very last minute. So it was one of those things where it's like, well, you know what? I have the day off. I invited a bunch of people. If you want to come, you can come. If not, it's a Wednesday. So I totally understand. It's like in 2 days. So I just went and invited people, and then you were like, hey, you got a bunch of, you know, our friends together at the hot dog place in LA, and it was like,
Yeah, maybe because I couldn't afford going to Disneyland, I might as well just that do that to buy drinks.
No, exactly. You that know, was the thing.
For you and me. Yeah. I drank a lot.
Well, at that point, I think it wasn't even 100 yet at that point, those tickets. But still, it was a free ticket for me because it's my birthday. So I totally didn't expect anybody to show up. But it was nice just to walk around the park by yourself doing the stuff you want to do and not have to worry, oh, God, this is too nerdy for everybody or whatever.
It's the dream.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that the worst about birthdays, though, when you go somewhere and you invite a bunch of people? I don't know. Every time I did something on my birthday, it was with a group of friends, I wanted to make sure they were having fun. And it was like a point of like, well, I'm not having fun, but at least they're having fun. I don't know. I was always worried about my friends just not having a good time. And then them, you know, remembering my birthday as, oh, fuck, that's right, his shitty birthday. We went this and blah, blah, blah.
Birthdays. Yeah, organizing birthdays it's a lot of work.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. It was a really nice day just to, because like even going to the ticket booth at Disneyland, because a lot of people when they hear that, it's like, you went to Disneyland by yourself? Oh my God, on your birthday? Oh my God. It was just like, no, it was great. I didn't have to, it was all for me. I could do whatever I want. I can just sit and whatever. Even the ticket lady at Disneyland was like, I gave her the little stub saying, you know, hey, it's my birthday, let me in. And she was like, oh, and how many tickets? Oh, just me. Oh, are your friends going to pay separately? And it's like, no, they're not here. Or are they joining you later? And it's like, no, it's just me. It's like,
what's
so
with the questions?
And it was like, 50, yeah, it was just 50 questions where it was just like, okay, we got another one. Somebody's here alone by himself, a grown man. Like, it was like, that's what I, you know, kind of got the feeling of, but it was like, oh, just whatever, who cares? But when I explained it to people like that, they're like, oh, yeah, that does make sense. Like you said, where it's like, it's my birthday. Why do I have to worry about these people having a good time?
Very
what
true.
About me?
I went to, we've been LA Zoom members for the past, like, I think, oh my God, like 3-4 years now.
Yeah,
and I think it was the first year I got the membership. I was going down to LA for something like a few times, and so I would go to the zoo by myself. I'd be like, oh shit, I'm going home. I've got like, and like I'd get done with something early, and I'd be like, oh cool, I have like time to kill. I'm gonna go to the zoo real quick. And so I would always tell Brad and Tony how I'm going to the zoo, and Brad would always, you're going to the zoo by yourself? And I was like, well, what's wrong with that? And then he's like, I don't know. It just sounds kind of weird that you're going to the zoo by yourself. So I was like, no, it's not. Like, people do it. And he's like, no, that's really weird. Why are you being creepy? So then I'm like Googling, is it weird to go to the zoo by yourself? which is ironically enough, like one of the top questions on Google. It was like, is going to the zoo by yourself normal? And everything I read was like, yeah, it's normal. Like, who doesn't want to go to the zoo for, like, you know, by themselves? It's not a big deal to go see animals, blah blah blah.
It's like, go to the museum, getting a dinner by yourself. If you can go somewhere by yourself and enjoy yourself, that is the ultimate form. You're fine. You can be in a relationship.
Actually, so, it is the best.
The reason I mean minus Bradley doing that, and I'm like, Brad doesn't know anything. And I walk in and like the photographers are there, and they're like, and the guy comes up, it was a chick, and she comes up, and she goes, hey, you want your picture taken for, you know, your memory at the zoo? And I'm like, I'm all alone. Why would I want that? And she's like, I am so sorry. I mean, I said it like a joke, but she was like, I am so sorry. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then I had to Google while I'm looking at the giant river otters. Is this really a sad? No, they're wrong.
No, it is. It says a lot about Brad. Brad, I hope you get the help you need.
We're rooting for you, buddy.
We'll start a GoFundMe page for everything. Do stuff by yourself. It's okay. We were just talking about the question was, how you doing and everything during this time and all that. And Edwin was saying that he's doing a lot of cleaning, a lot of organizing, a lot of building new furniture and stuff, and cooking. That was a big thing too.
Oh, I picked up that book that I think I mentioned it last time, that Patton Oswalt book.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Screen Fiend. Screen Fiend, yeah. which is kind of interesting because the first page kind of just starts kind of like the month when we, you know, the quarantine happened. So I'm following him along of every double feature he watched in the New Beverly from the 4 years from like 1995 to 1999.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. Like I said, I just started it. And because a lot of classic movies he was watching, and I've been also watching quite a few of those, you know, because of, you know, my girlfriend, she really got me into Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of old movies that I've been wanting to watch. Watched quite a few of them and have been really great. Just interesting. You get to see where a lot of our modern movies take, you know, their ideas.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, great to see. And I'll be mentioning a few of them like later on, but
yeah, definitely
doing a lot of that as well.
Yeah. With the, I've read that book too. I really enjoyed it as well. Cause it just, he does have that. He started all this because he wanted to become the ultimate director. So why not study films from the past and everything? And
exactly
all that. And it's just progressing his, like a mini biography of his time during that time period and all that. And it is a really good book. I do recommend it, especially if you like Patton Oswalt or if you're a fan of film too and all that. It's definitely a great book to read.
And it's, you know, he has his voice in it. So there's a lot of, in the middle, he kind of just gets not out of character, but kind of just talks and narrates, hey, I know you're not going to like this, bear with me, you know? So it's kind of within that style, which if you're not used to that, it can bother you. But for me, because I have ADD, I feel like, so it kind of helps me shift gears as I'm hearing him talk right in front of me. So far it's been really good. And
yeah, I listened to the book on tape. I didn't actually read it. I listened to the book on tape, and it's him narrating it and him reading it. And that's really good too. I did a couple of I realized I had an account to Audible somehow at one point. I was a member of Audible, and I had all these. They do, if you're a member of Audible, you get one free credit for one free book on tape a month. And I had like 8 credits that I didn't know of. I was being charged. I was like, oh, shit, okay, I have all these free credits. And that was one of the books I picked up.
Isn't Audible part of Amazon Prime?
I think it is. The membership, it's a separate membership. I think it's like $15 a month. Gotcha. Amazon is part of, or I think you get some free books if you're a member of Amazon, like Amazon Unlimited or something. But Audible is an Amazon company for them. But I don't think it's part of Prime. I think you get some sort of thing, but this is like literally if you're a member for like $15 a month of Audible, you get a free book a month or something on there. And so I had a credit of like 8 free books. So it was like, oh shit, okay. And I was doing a lot of overtime at that point. So, and that was one of the books I picked up, was the Silver Screen Fiend on there.
Nice.
Yeah. Dan, what have you been up to? Anything exciting or all that stuff?
Literally, work, and I have a few people out of work, so I've just been working a little bit more, and we kind of paused on the Legacies series, not because it's bad, but we just haven't, we've been watching a lot of Bones.
Good old Bones. I think that's our generation's...
Bones?
Yeah, Bones. Yeah. Don't you remember Bones?
Say it one more time.
Bones.
Got it. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yes. Yes. We had a former roommate that watched it all the time because it's just, again, it's a procedural. It's like Law and Order. And it's about a woman who solves mystery because of bones.
Yep. So we've been like, she started that season like all over again. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. But we're like on season 4 now or something. And I was like, hey, what happened? I was like, what happened in this episode? And she's like, well, let me catch you up. And then Sierra's gotten into it. She's like, hey, what's going on this show? And she's just like, so now all three of us are like watching it. It's like soap operas for us.
It's fun to do.
It's a pretty good show. I mean, it's exactly like you said. It tells you that it's like a Scooby-Doo mystery.
Mystery of the week. And just, you don't have to do too much thinking. You can kind of tell everything that comes out. And it's just like, hey, this is good just to put on the background and just, let's look at a lot of pretty people.
I think I might start House again. I really
that's a good one of those two. That's a good one of those two because it's the same episode every single time. But because it's well acted and good looking and all that stuff, you're like, yeah, okay, I'll watch it still.
And if I remember correctly, I think that's one of the few medical shows that they like really tried to somewhat make real for the most part. So I think it's not like TV medical, but like, I think if I remember correctly, I think that was one of the points the producer was trying to do was like, yeah, you're going to get these weird ass shit. Like they look up for weird things and try and like, you know, get those kooky stories, but then they'll give you the common cold one. And you know, the person dies of common cold and it's like, well, I thought it was like, you know, some lupus. Rare disease.
Yeah. Exactly. It was lupus every week. So, it's lupus, exactly. Right? Shut up. It's not lupus.
So, yeah, other than that, a lot of gaming, doing a lot of Call of Duty, Warzone, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I've been doing a ton of that. This weekend is the double XP weekend season pass or whatever, so that's ending pretty soon, so I'm trying to do a lot of that. That game, man, I've been playing a lot of that too. It's addicting, it's something about it.
Other than that, though, that's it. Keeping children alive for the most part.
For the most part. I hope it's a whole part.
Well yeah. I mean,
they're alive, so Edwin, you said you've been watching. They're alive, so that's all that matters. As it should be. Edwin, you were talking about how you've been watching a lot of older movies and whatnot. Because Turner Classic Movies and whatnot. What have you been watching?
Oh, I'm gonna butcher this. The movie that we've watched, a film noir called Double Indemnity. Did I pronounce it right? Double Indemnity. I think it came out in 1954. So it's just a story about this salesman, like life insurance salesman, that goes see wants to see one of his clients, and obviously is not home, but his hot wife is. And, you know, they kind of like start flirting. So you can tell that there's some weird connection there. But as the movie goes on, the girl kind of wants her husband to have life insurance in case something bad happens to him. But wants the life insurance without her husband knowing. So this is where the story gets kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't spoil it, but it kind of the salesman kind of gets in too deep, and because he's, you know, an insurance guy and knows kind of like the loopholes of how to get away with, you know, something like that, they kind of plot to get rid of the husband. And, you know, the movie kind of gives you a dry run of how things should go. And of course, like every, you know, crime movie, because there's no such thing as a perfect crime, something always goes wrong. And of course, the one element that always goes wrong or you don't kind of think about is the human element of it all. So it's very good. If you're into like Hitchcock or any type of murder mysteries, it's pretty good.
It is on the AFI Top 100 film of one of the greatest movies ever made. It's Fred McMurray and directed by Billy Wilder.
Yeah, very famous director, right. He also did like Sunset Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I believe
The Apartment.
Yep.
Also, that was the movie. I don't know if you remember this. That was the movie that was playing at Universal Studios during our prom. Do you remember the prom that we had at Universal Studios?
Our prom at Universal Studios was playing Double Indemnity in the background.
Up on the walls, like up high above, they were playing an old movie. It was Double Indemnity.
Wow, I do not remember that.
Yeah, it was just on loop. Yeah.
Wow. Did not know that. Oh, and Edward G. Robinson is in it.
Is the...
Kind of like us, that cop, the guy, kind of what Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons is based off of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was great in it, even though he's only there for like a little bit, kind of steal the performances. And it has like a really cool like buddy type, not a buddy cop picture, but a really good...
He plays the boss, right?
Yeah, and they're great. The banter back and forth. It's done very well. I got really into it. I'm like, wow, where is this going?
Yeah.
So free into, again, like murder mysteries, kind of like that, or kind of like Jackie Brown. Huh? Film noir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple as that. If you're into that, I know not many people are. But I highly recommend it. It was done very, very good. Very well done. What's another one? Oh, some Mella Monroe movies. I've never actually seen any like Mella Monroe. You know, I haven't seen many of them.
Yeah.
But I watched Niagara, which was also pretty good. Which was good. And what was the other one? Oh, and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Okay.
Niagara is more of a more film noirish.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty good. While the Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, kind of like a comedy, company movie, but it's also done very well.
Yeah, you kind of forget how good of a comedic actress she was for that time and everything, because you see her just now as inspirational quotes from women, from quotes that she never said on people's walls and stuff like that. Yeah. But people, you know, you don't realize like that and Some Like It Hot was her big kind of breakthrough as well. You forget like, oh yeah, she was a really good comedic actress. Like she was trying. She wasn't just some, she just wasn't there for looks. She actually had some depth to her and stuff, which I think a lot of people forget sometimes.
Yeah, her later films kind of get to that, you know, she kind of gets more, you know, serious and, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. But yeah, so those were a few that we've watched. And then we kind of went through kind of like early 90s drama phase. So we watched Brad Pitt's Legends of the Fall.
Oh.
Which I remember owning and seeing when I was a kid. Didn't remember much of it, but then rewatched it. Also, again, pretty good movie with Anthony Hopkins and Adrian Quinn, I believe. Pretty good long epic movie. Very emotional. Toward the end, like there's a really good scene between these two brothers, which made me think of you two. If you were guys sweet to each other. But very relatable. Highly recommend you guys watching it with your folks and see what kind of conversations lead to it.
It'll probably lead to a talk about Voltron.
I hope so.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hopefully we had some comments, people saying, people by Sal, I mean Sal, about their talks of parents throwing away stuff.
actually, really quick before, because I don't know when you're going to put this out, B-Rye, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say happy birthday to Sal. His birthday's on Tuesday.
What?
Coming up, so.
Happy birthday, buddy. For one of
the two listeners that we got. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Sal. You deserve all the kudos and everything coming your way and whatnot.
Yeah, and all that.
And, you know, as a birthday present, now that you brought that up, now it's a birthday present for Sal and also our listener, Tony, as well. I've caught up with a YouTube series that brings people together during these times, reunites them apart, essentially. And it's hosted by one Josh Gad with a D, not a B. And so I've been watching that. He has brought together the casts of some of the internet's favorite movies like Lord of the Rings, The Goonies, Back to the Future, Splash, yeah, he gets to talking to him and everything. I kind of joke about the Splash thing because, like, you know, the internet always loves talking about the movie Splash. But I'll be honest with you, that's actually my favorite episode of the bunch. Yes, I watched them all.
Wow.
For preparation of this show because you guys bullied me into it. So there it is.
Oh, you didn't have to. I didn't watch it.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't watch it either. I just know that I see it all the time. Damn and it. I'm like, why is he doing all the topics that we want to do?
Damn
like,
it.
Like, why is he getting it first?
Because he has managers that work with that have their other clients like Michael J. Fox or Chris Lloyd or whatever, or Ron Howard. People like Josh Gad, and he'll, when he reaches out and says, you want to do this? And they're like, nah, it's for charity. Fuck, I guess I gotta do this. That is the one thing. I mean, again, take it or leave it. He is raising money for charity. I know the last one with Lord of the Rings, he had Cheerios donate $1.3 million to feeding hungry kids and everything for their program, for providing meals to children and everything. So whether you hate him or love him or whatever, he is spreading awareness, and he is using that celebrity to donate his time and money to causes that are needed for that, especially during this time with the COVID and everything. But yeah, I only watched half of most of them all, because halfway through the video, he goes, hey, let's start recreating some scenes. I'll give you some scenes to reread, you know, and it's just like, no, just talk about the fucking movie. You don't have to recreate scenes via Zoom. The only one that doesn't do that is Splash. Splash, they sit down with Tom Hanks, Ron Howard, Daryl Hannah, Eugene Levy, Brian Grazer, and the writers of the movie, and they just talk about their time during Splash, and it's actually really interesting and kind of makes me want to rewatch Splash, because I haven't seen that since I was like 5. But yeah, so thanks guys for letting me do that, and then you guys not doing it, so that's great.
I didn't know I was supposed to.
Happy birthday, Sal.
Happy birthday, Sal.
Yeah, that's all for you, buddy.
I talked about Josh Gad for 5 minutes.
sponsor you by.
Brought to you by Reunited Apart. Well, that reminds me, I got to read this copy. Join Josh Gad as he. Whatever. Anyway, just a quick thing about one thing I wanted to talk about too. Well, actually, let me just before we jump into those topics. Stuff I've been watching or playing or whatever. Like I said earlier, Call of Duty has been doing that. I also finished Community, which just recently jumped on Netflix. If you're a fan of Rick and Morty and everything and you haven't seen Community, definitely do yourself a favor and watch Community, because there's a lot of DNA within that because of Dan Harmon and everything. With Rick and Morty, I rewatching the show has really kind of cemented for me that it may be one of my top 5 favorite shows of all time. Just because of the way it's done, the comedic and how silly they're able to get, you know, from whole episodes about pillow forts and versus regular sheet forts, like a Civil War Ken Burns style documentary episode. Of course, the infamous paintball episodes that are directed by, you know, Justin Lin and the Russo brothers, who have went on to do most of the Marvel movies and whatnot, and the Fast and Furious movies.
And don't forget about You, Me, and Dupree.
There was a You, Me, and Dupree. Wait, was it You, Me, Dupree? Or was it My Dinner with Andre?
You, Me, Dupree was directed by the Russo brothers.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I just remember you extremely pissed off at Community, because they had been hyping up that they're going to do a Pulp Fiction episode, and then it turned into a My Dinner with Andre episode.
Yeah, which is another movie I haven't seen, so maybe after I watch it, I'll probably appreciate it. But it's on the list.
But it's funny, because the character Jeff Winger, who's trying to make this Pulp Fiction happen, this Pulp Fiction party for his friend Abed happen, and Abed's desperately switching it to My Dinner with Andre. It's like, oh, Edwin, Your feelings are exact. It's doing exactly what you're feeling right now.
Yep.
That makes it even more funny.
It got real. But no, yeah. Like you, I also enjoyed the show. I think it's, you know, hilarious, and it's always a good watch. It's on the list of rewatches that I'm planning on getting.
The fourth season is the weakest of the bunch, just because at that point Dan Harmon had been fired. Who created the show and stuff, and then he came back for season 5 and 6, and 6 is a whole different thing, because that was on you could only find that on the Yahoo app when Yahoo tried to be a streaming service. But that season's really strong, I think, too. But it's a great watch if you haven't watched it. Great rewatch as well. My favorite parts are the Dean still. how he always dresses up in different things. Some of my favorite moments is, you know, him as a payday candy bar. And the reason he's dressed up as that is to announce that the teachers aren't getting paid, or their payday is going to be moved back. So he starts doing a rap, and he gets lost in the rap, and it becomes really hard, and he starts crying. It's, again, watch the damn show. It's funny. Also finished up the current season of Harley Quinn, the animated series. That's on DC Universe. The first season's a little stronger in my taste, but it is still a pretty funny show. I do definitely recommend that if you have the DC Universe. It's also going to be coming to HBO Max, which we'll talk about in just a moment. So definitely check it out when it comes over to there. Also been reading Thor, God of Thunder, Jason Aaron's comic book run of Thor the last 5 years. That's been pretty good. And also started Avatar The Last Airbender, which is a cartoon show that I've been hearing a lot about how it's a great show and everything, and people should, if you're a fan of animation, should definitely watch it. It has like an anime feel. It's American anime that was on Nickelodeon at some point.
It was out probably when I was in high school. I want to remember that it was around, but I never got into it. But like you said, I hear nothing like but great things about that show.
And yeah,
people really enjoy it, and every so often on Reddit you'll see someone posting some thoughtful meme or whatever of one of the characters and all that jazz. I've been looking into watching it too, because they had the movie, the live action movie,
directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. So
yeah, no, and that was kind of a disappointment to people and everything, but it's on Netflix now, so I decided to start watching it. I actually told the kids they should probably check it out, because I think they'll enjoy it, because it does have, it's an American anime, and it's a kid show, but it's still wow, this is really kind of good. I can see this beginning a lot deeper. So I only saw the first two episodes, but I'll definitely be continuing that run on that. But speaking of which, before we jump into HBO Max, there is one thing I want to talk about. That I kind of want to salute and everything, and it's something that me and Edwin used to do all the time, which was go to a little store in Hollywood called Amoeba Hollywood. Recently, they announced that they're going to be closing the store on Sunset, their original location, and moving the store over across from the Pantages Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. And they were going to try to keep it open, but with everything with COVID and how everything's shut down, have permanently closed the store, Sunset store, so there isn't really a kind of a goodbye kind of celebration or something to that or whatnot. I just wanted to mention that and say, hey, that sucks, because I really do love that store. That was a store that I know myself and Edwin would go to, because we would hear of a movie from Asia that's not coming to the States, but hey, we have to find this because Quentin Tarantino said to watch it. Battle Royale is high among there, up there. That was one of the coveted prizes for that. Because this is the movie that's banned. They don't want you to see this.
That movie's great, but it ruins the Hunger Games for me, because I can never, it's hard for me just to watch Hunger Games and say, you know what? I know it's different styles for different age group, but Battle Royale is a way better film.
Yep.
Yeah. Way better film.
We were those cool guys in the back going it's no Battle Royale.
Yeah. That and City of God were my favorites during that time. But again, it's violent, so that's why it gets, it gets shut down quite a bit.
Yeah. But movie I think they're great. Also was one that was one of those hard to find stuff, but no, I mean, Amoeba was one of those, if you were a film fan and you wanted to watch a movie, but it was either out of print or something, more than likely they had it there. And their main stash was music too. And they had tons of music and CD used and all that.
And it was always expensive though. I will say I love it, but it was expensive. But every time I had movies that, I'm okay to I'm going to resell them to Amoeba, get the store credit, and at least it will help me buy the actual movie that I want and love.
Yeah, no, so exactly. It's exactly. It saved me quite a bit as well, you know, whenever I had to pay bills and it was like, I don't really have money right now. I'm going to sell a lot of my stuff, my DVDs. They helped me a lot through that time as well. But, yeah, no, it's. I wish I could have gone back at least one more time to the, because there's something about that store specifically that just, yeah, whenever it went, it was, it reminded me of the early 2000s, right?
Didn't that also, like, you did that with GameStop. You would, like, when a new system would come out, you'd be like, well, time to get rid of a bunch of these systems that we have. And, like, I remember you just, like, every so often, hey, you want to play these games anymore? No. All right, cool. I'm gonna go buy a whatever, the next Xbox or the next whatever. And, yeah. Like, I'd always go to work and be like, yeah, my brother bought the brand new, you know, Xbox with the whatever game, and he only paid, like, fucking $100 or $75. And then everyone's like, how did that happen? That's ridiculous. That's crazy. What did he do? I was like, he just took the old Xbox and, like, the thousands of games we had and went to GameStop and got enough credit, and that's how he did it.
No, I mean,
and, like, and people were like, oh, you can do that. Yes, you can. I guess no one really knew, and maybe that's because you guys knew that with, like, maybe that was the Amoeba experience taught you guys the way of saving money and shit like that.
Well, I mean, with the GameStop thing, I mean, they would also have, like, little things saying, hey, you turn this system in, you get an extra so many dollars. If you turn these games in, you get so many dollars. Because the big common thing is, like, hey, how much is this, you know, Madden 2015 worth? Oh, here's 2 cents. So, it was, you know, a lot of that was just, yeah, I mean, I want the new system, so I'll sell the old system, which I don't play as much anymore. And all the games that I'm not going to need because I'm selling it, so why not do that? But yeah, Amoeba did. I mean, with Amoeba, it was either you would get definitely more for store credit than you would cash or something. But yeah, you're in your early 20s, and you're not really making a lot of money. You do look for deals like that.
And it was just a cool spot to go.
Yeah,
I remember we went, like, once a week. Sometimes twice
for a while there.
And I don't know if you were there when, I think you were there with me when, like, I accidentally bumped into Elijah Wood. Were you there with me?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. I passed by. I was coming up the movie section, and he had a cart full of stuff, and we both kind of stopped and looked at each other like, do I know you? Because I looked like Kevin Smith, so I think he was kind of like, Kevin? And I was like, North? because at first I didn't recognize him. I was like, he looks really familiar. Do I know him? Is he one of Edwin's old classmates or something from film school or whatever? And we just both kind of stopped, looked at each other, and just kind of shook it off like, I don't know you. And we just kept walking, and then you were like, dude, you see Elijah Wood? And I was like, Elijah Wood, that's who it was. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, again, it was a collective of just people who love movies or music coming together. And yeah, there's plenty of, you know, celebrities that would just go in there just to hang or just to find stuff. And it was just kind of common. Like, hey, we're all here because we love the same thing.
Yeah. Just that area. It was always, even when we went to the Arclight, which was just right next door, that was kind of like a ritual. See a movie. Or and then go to Amoeba before and after.
Well, because also, like, during that time too, it was really hard to see, like, art movies or independent movies. So the Arclight and Amoeba kind of opened up at the same time. So when you wanted to go see a movie like Bully or Garden Mean, State, Mean
we
Creek.
Went Mean Creek and didn't we do Road to
Garden
Perdition?
State. No, when? Garden State. It was Garden State and Mean Creek.
We that did Road to Perdition as well.
We did. We had to go. We had to go to Road to Perdition because the movies out here coming from, you know, the Antelope Valley, which isn't well known for its art house flicks. You know, we went to Arclight. We would go see those movies and then go to Amoeba and stuff. It was kind of our cultural to get, like, okay, we need to find good cinema. We need to get open up our minds and see what else is out there other than, you know, whatever the next Euro trip or road trip movie is on. you know, and I was there to see those movies too. I'm not a snob, but it just, you know, to see movies that, you know, expanded your mind and told you about other cultures and shit like that outside the world and everything. It was, yeah. And it was, and like you said, it's on Sunset. It's in the heart of Hollywood there. And when you're 20 years old, it's like, oh, wow, this isn't the Antelope Valley.
Right.
And you guys sound like hipsters. I think you guys were the original hipsters, but you didn't fall into the hair shit.
No, hippies are the original hipsters.
Yeah, we didn't have to.
I mean, not hippie. Hippies are hippies. I was talking about like the whole run of the look at me. I don't go to the Starbucks. I go to the fucking whatever
coffee
shop. And
oh, kind of like a cine snob.
Yeah.
I'm a cine snob.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely, because, I was there, but it was one of those things. I think it wasn't enough for me.
It's just I like the occasional blockbuster. Clearly, I like a lot of them, but I like to watch more than just those because I just like watching all different types of movies. Which is, I feel like now, as the older I get, you see me talk about classic movies, which I've never done before because.
Yeah.
Oh, black and white. Oh, it's slow. It's lame. I don't really think that anymore just because, you realize where, you know, your favorite movies come from?
These.
And I like to know that.
Yeah. And we were kind of different also where we kind of also, yeah, we would go see, you know, City of God, a movie, you know, was made in Brazil, but we'd also go see, you know, Road Trip. We'd also go see those, you know, movies that are like for normies and stuff. We weren't like,
whatever. For normies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being in the town that we lived in and working in the theater, like we watched all of those, but you know what? Okay. I'm done. I want to watch something else. I need something
you get jaded,
new.
Yeah. I needed something that, like, you know, that I had not seen before. Stories I had not heard.
Yeah. Show me something new. Yeah. Give me an experience that I haven't heard of.
But yeah, did you hear about this movie City of God about, you know, a person growing up in the Rio de Janeiro? I also saw Big Daddy this weekend. It was hilarious. Like, learn to appreciate everything instead of just, I don't know.
Instead of just normie shit?
Yeah, instead of just normie shit. No.
No, like it, but
it's more,
I'm not taking a stand that one, you know, is better than the other. I'm just saying I'd like more of a.
No, I know. I'm just saying like you guys are like, oh yeah, there's so much more from, I don't know. It makes me laugh hearing you.
Because Best Buy didn't have the movie that I wanted. They didn't have Hero. They didn't have Battle Royale. If they had it, this wouldn't be a problem, Daniel. I wouldn't drive an hour. Remember, Brian, I got a ticket for speeding to get to Amoeba like 15 minutes before.
Yeah, so before it closed.
$300, $400. Man, I was so pissed. But that's how much I loved it. I'm like, fuck it, we can make it. I don't remember if we did. I think we did.
We did.
But I was just pissed.
You ended up like mostly on the phone to your girlfriend at the time talking about it. But we did make it. We did make it in time to go and rummage and whatnot. Because it was like a Sunday night, too. It was like one of those times where you have all that free time on your hands where it's like a Sunday night. Hey, let's go here. Whereas now you tell me that, I'm like, ugh, it's a school night. No.
Yeah.
When you're 20s and it's like, the care in the world.
That was like my fourth ticket, I think, within those few months, too. Yeah. I think my license got suspended a few months after that because I got way too many tickets.
I was like, I believe that's suspended license there.
Yeah, my license was suspended.
He did have that. You also
I got
ripped
six.
The,
yeah. You oh, also the gas pump.
The gas pump, that was one that you ripped
that
off.
That cost me $300 too. I remember that.
Yeah. You just had to speed. Go, Speed Racer, go.
No, yeah. Well, and Speed. Oh, that's another movie I rewatched. Speed.
It's a fucking good movie. It still holds up, I think. I watched some of it the other day, and
I like it. The music, you know, is great, which kind of makes me think of the composer, which did the remake or the 90s version of Johnny Quest, which we'll talk about right now. Johnny Quest being on HBO Max, which I started to watch.
Yeah, HBO Max started this week. Daniel, did you have that? Did Yvonne get it and then give you the password and all that?
I'll remind her of such a thing. I'm sure I'll get that shortly. I don't think she did yet, and I don't know if it's because she doesn't know about it, or maybe she knows about it and she's waiting for something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So HBO Max came out. I signed up for it. I've been checking it out. Edwin, sounds like you have too. What are your thoughts on it so far?
So far, I've been liking it. Again, it has Warner Brothers movies on there. So I think the first day I just scanned through it. A lot of Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah.
So they have like a lot of Scooby-Doo, like I said, Johnny Quest, Tom and Jerry, Flintstones, Jetsons.
Originals?
And much. The originals.
Obviously, the originals are original. They never remade Flintstones, I don't believe.
There's been different versions of Flintstones, like Flintstones Kids and, you know,
right.
The Pebbles and Bam Bam Show and shit like that. But, yeah, no, they haven't done like a total reboot like Johnny Quest had done like two or three times.
They have Space Ghost Scooby-Doo on there.
Yeah.
The 90s wasn't too bad. Oh, God, that's such a fucking funny show.
Yeah, no, they have
that and Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law. That's always a
fun. They don't have that.
I know, but it's...
Which is weird, but that I love Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Well, that reminds me. I watched the movie Scoob.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
Yeah, which was kind of lifeless. Oh, Dan, what did you think? It's Scooby-Doo. There's not much you can do with Scooby-Doo.
there's not much you can do with Scooby-Doo. But I actually liked it.
They're starting it looks like they're trying to start a Hanna-Barbera universe. Because Captain Caveman's in it. The Blue Falcon.
You know what? It was really great because I went to look at the reviews. Because like we're watching it. And Kim and I are chuckling at some of the stuff. Like,
damn.
Hello? Oh, no.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
We can hear you.
Scary. Okay. So Kim and I were watching it, and we were chuckling at a lot of the little jokes that they did. Like when, what's his name, Dick Rogers or whatever. Dick Dastardly. He's in the CHP costume, and Fred's all like, you know, talking to the chick because she's really hot, and then he rips the mask off, and it goes to Fred, and Fred's like, I'm so confused or whatever. I have so many like confused emotions. I was like, that's really fucking funny, and so stuff like that I found funny, and then having all the different characters from the Hanna-Barbera, which was funny because Kim didn't know the Dick Dastardly or his dog
or
Muttley. And I believe the CHP character was created from Penelope Pit Road or whatever her name was.
Penelope Pit Rose is part of the Wacky Racers. And that
Dick
and that Dastardly and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of those characters were in the road racers,
Go ahead.
So it was funny because I was, you know, naming off these characters. I'm like, oh shit, look, it's the Blue Falcon, and I was like, oh, the dog's gonna be stupid. Oh, they turned it around. Yeah, Dino Mutt's now like a badass, and it's the Blue Falcon who's like an idiot. And I don't know. I found it. I liked it.
But it's weird because like at the end credits, and it's really kind of weird because I haven't thought of these characters in forever. But at the end credits, you see them, like, you see, you know, the Scooby gang with, Dr. Benton Quest, you know, and he has a Gigantor robot in the background, and you see Adam Ant, and you see, you know, Grape Ape, and all these different
Kung
characters,
Fu
and I'm like...
They had Kung Fu Panda
arcade
game.
Are the Herculoids in them?
They were not in... The Herculoids were not there.
The Impossibles?
Nope, the Impossibles weren't there yet either. But they did have, Hong Kong Phooey. That was it, not Kung Fu Panda. Hong Kong Phooey, the number one karate dog. It is one of those, I don't know, there was just something about it that was kind of, I don't know. There's something off. Maybe it was the voice cast or something. It was just something that was kind of like, this is, I mean, but you can't do much with Scooby-Doo. But it did remind me of, like, you know what? I really wish they just got the writers of Harvey Birdman and just said, hey, we want to create this universe. But make it kid-friendly, but put adults with it, you know, kind of thing.
That's the thing. I was reading these reviews, and, I mean, the reviews were, like, people that were, like, I grew up on Scooby-Doo, and this is no Scooby-Doo. Who's this Dick Dastardly? Never heard of him. And I'm like, okay, well, then clearly you didn't watch any other Hanna-Barbera
show. You weren't a child of the 80s when that's all that was on cable.
Yeah. And so, but then, like, other people were like, yeah, it's not the Scooby of our day, but it, you know, it does, it's a Scooby movie. I mean, it's just a typical Scooby movie.
What do you expect from it?
Yeah, what do you, you really expecting a lot? Like, the live actions were better?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but the kids loved it. Like, the kids really liked the movie. And I mean, I think that's really the point. Like, people, kids. I'm sure they're like, oh yeah, the true fans hate it. Go fuck off, because we're not going for you. We're going for the fucking kids that are going to be around for the next 10, 15 years eating this shit up.
You hear that, Star Wars fans? But anyway, but yeah, Edwin, so sorry to cut you off with that
thing. Oh, no. Keep talking. But, I was going to say, you're going to talk about... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say was that with... I mean, that's the thing about that I've been kind of enjoying with HBO Max, but also kind of a hindrance. It has all these different options. Like, looking at the screen right now, they have everything HBO, so you have everything that's on HBO. You have a section for DC, so it has all their movies, you know, animated or not. They also have Studio Ghibli, which is all the Hayao Miyazaki movies.
Yeah.
Spirit Away and a couple other things.
Never seen any of those, but I'm interested in kind of going through them.
You know what? Totoro's great. Spirit Away is great. Princess Mononoke is amazing. These are some really just high-end, beautiful animation and great movies, too. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of these. Like, Pompoko, which is about a bunch of raccoons I haven't seen. Porco Rosso, which is a pig that's like a, you know, World War II fighter pilot I haven't watched. I've been meaning to watch. But they also have, like, you know, Adult Swim shows on there. They currently have Cartoon Network and Crunchyroll, which is a bunch of anime as well. It has a lot of options there. The only problem is that a lot of those options, like, you know, Adult Swim, for instance, they have, like, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, they have Home Movies, they have Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Robot Chicken, Rick and Morty, The Boondocks. They don't have all the Adult Swim stuff. They don't have all the Cartoon Network stuff, and that's because there's a lot of contracts that they have that those are streaming on Hulu, for example. I know a lot of Adult Swim stuff's on Hulu right now. So once those expire, then they will be moved over to HBO Max. But so there's a lot of... So it seems like for right now, it seems like a lot of... like, hey, we have all this stuff. Like, a lot of the DC stuff is on DC Universe right now, which will probably start streaming over to this pretty soon. So, like, as time goes on, I think it will be bigger and stuff. Just looking at the Turner Classic Movies, there's definitely... If you're looking for movies... This is a great app because it has not only HBO, it also has all the Warner Brothers and also looks like Criterion Collection on there. So a lot of
I love it. Love it. I was going to say also I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say they had also a Blockbuster section for, you know, the normies, Daniel.
Yeah.
The normies. We need our shit.
So, right? So they have, the Jaws, Aliens. You know, all of those. They have that section, which is kind of nice as well. Fresh Prince, which is Friends.
You can't expect us to like broaden our horizons, okay?
You got to get them in with something. You got to get them with your Adam Sandler and go, hey, what's this 8.5? I'm done watching Big Daddy. What's this 8.5? Let's take a look. God.
But we can do that. I can say, hey, this Adam Sandler movie is based on this classic movie, just redone and modernized, just like Scoob, that people love so much.
Mr. Deeds is a remake of the Cary Grant movie, I believe.
Mr. Deeds. Mr. Deeds Goes to Washington.
Something like that. But no, so I mean, so far I'm digging it too. I watched some of the new Looney Tunes cartoons.
Oh, I've checked out the first episode on that.
Yeah, those are really good. They're really good. They're not. It's not in a way of where it's trying to pander. It just feels like an old Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoon, and that's exactly what you want from that sort of thing. I also watched the Fred Savage classic, The Wizard.
The Nintendo movie, right?
The Nintendo movie, basically, where Fred Savage busts out his autistic brother from a home and then goes on a journey across the nation to California, as the little boy would say, to go to the Nintendo World Championship, or Video Armageddon, as it's called in the movie, and he kicks ass, and it's all Nintendo games.
Okay, Christian Slater's in it.
Christian Slater, Bo Bridges, Jenny Lewis, who started a punk band. It brought back a lot of memories because I used to watch that movie all the time. Because again, it's the first place where I saw Super Mario Brothers 3 because it wasn't out yet.
I think because there were after 1 and 2, well, 1 being so successful, the video game.
Yeah,
there was like a little 2 year break that Nintendo hasn't released on Mario game. This was before Part 3, and I think this movie was kind of like before Part 3 would come out.
Well, Part 3 was out in Japan, and it wasn't out in the U.S. yet. It was like a year later. As a dumb kid, you don't, no internet, so you're not really dumb. You just don't have that information, which I guess means you are dumb until you have the information. Anyway, before the internet, there was nothing you'd hear on the playground. A kid would read a magazine or something and say, his uncle who works at Nintendo has told me that Super Mario Brothers 3 is out. It's like, whatever, John, shut the fuck up.
I like how you said that before internet, people were dumb, because people with internet now are very incredibly smart.
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, we have all this information and the world has changed.
Yeah, you can say that. You tell yourself that.
I also said dumb kid. Notice I didn't say dumb adult. I said a dumb kid.
You can throw dumb adults too.
I mean, yeah, I could, but why would I do that? There's no dumb adults. The internet's around. They have all this information, and nothing has been happening that's going on and whatnot. But yeah, no, I mean, it did definitely stroke that nostalgia. Oh, yeah. This is a horrible movie, but it brought me back to being 5.
I need to revisit that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but other than that, I've been going through it. I think I'm going down the line of each category just to see what they have. But for the most part, they have quite a bit.
And we're getting our, thanks to HBO Go, the internet's biggest battle, speaking of dumb or smart adults and smart people on the internet, they got a victory finally, and they're going to be getting the Snyder Cut of the Justice League to premiere next year on HBO Max. If you want to watch the Snyder Cut the way it was meant to be seen.
Why is that such a story?
Because
I don't think it's...
I'm not a fan
of it, and I don't even know what can you do to actually save the movie.
Supposedly, that is the version we saw is only like 25% of the original cut of the movie. Supposedly, the original cut is 4 hours long, and they are going back and adding $20 million to it to do finish effects and voiceover and stuff.
Sounds like clickbait. Again, I'm not to say that you can't save this movie. I'm sure. I hope they do a great job.
Yeah, man, I mean, that's
all you hear about is people. I don't even know if this the fans. It could be just like a studio kind of.
No, it's fans. This is a fan made thing. Thinking that Zack Snyder, because what happened was that during production of Justice League, Zack Snyder, tragically, his daughter died committed suicide and he had to leave the project. So Warner Brothers hired Joss Whedon to finish the movie. Because of that situation, the press that they were getting after Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad and all that stuff, they decided, hey, let's kind of tinker around with this and let's kind of put some Whedon-esque stuff in it. That caused the hardcore fans of Zack Snyder and his movies like Man of Steel and Batman v Superman.
Have you seen it?
Justice League? Any of them.
Justice League and Daniel, have you seen Justice League and Batman v Superman?
Yes.
And what are they about?
Shit. Is what
Superman's
it's about.
Sad. Superman basically doesn't want to be Superman.
Okay.
Batman is wanting to kill Superman because, and that's an interesting plot point because Superman, you know, he's the being on the ground that was in, you know, ground zero, so to speak, for the destruction of Metropolis when Superman and Zod were fighting. So he thinks he wants to go against Superman. But then Lex Luthor is somehow orchestrating all this.
Oh, that's right. Jesse Eisenberg, right?
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor somehow is manipulating all this. Batman kills a bunch of dudes with guns. Superman ends up dying because they fight Doomsday.
And Wonder Woman shows up.
Oh, and Wonder Woman shows up at the last minute to help him.
I've seen it once and I don't remember it.
Yeah, no, it was not a good movie. I think it's one of the worst big budget studio movies ever made. Because I remember sitting there in the audience.
Which one?
Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman was good all the way up to the moment where they're fighting. And Batman are fighting. And
Martha.
And I think. No. And Batman's like, I'm going to make you bleed. And like Superman like looked at him or vice versa. It was that moment, like one of them said something stupid. And I was like, oh, that wasn't a good line to say. And
Batman looks at Superman, goes, do you bleed? And he goes, you will.
Oh, that was it. And I was like, uh-oh, that wasn't a good one. And then from there, it just went bad. And I was like, oh, this turned bad real fast.
Well, there would be scenes where nothing would happen.
The movie was good. It was just the movie when I watched it was the first part of that up until that scene. I was like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, there it goes.
Scenes where I was lost, and I watched the whole movie up until that point, and something would happen, and I'm like, wait, did we miss something? It was like, did I miss something? Mm-hmm. What's going on? And it's the only movie. I remember this. There was three reactions to the movie. Because it was like a Friday launch. And I was like, I have to see this movie. It's the first time you see a Superman and Batman together. I have to see this. I won't be doing that again. But there was three big crowd reactions. One was the Civil War trailer when Spider-Man popped up. The whole crowd went nuts. In the movie, when Wonder Woman appeared, there was a polite golf clap. And then during the fight, or right after the fight between Doomsday, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, after there's this moment of calm and there's silence. And the entire time up until this point, there was some weird noise behind me. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Is that the air conditioner? What the hell? The whole theater's silent because now it's this moment of silence in the movie. And you just hear this guy loudly snoring because he fell asleep. And just the whole audience started laughing, like, yeah, okay, this is pretty boring. And the whole audience just laughed. Those were the three reactions. And the biggest one was a guy snoring during the movie. But yeah, so the movie itself is not good. And with this whole thing, Edwin, you were going to say something?
Well, I don't think I didn't see Justice League came out after Batman v Superman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's the one that I don't think I've watched.
Yeah.
But then again, at that point, I just wasn't really, the trailer didn't make me want to watch it. So I kind of just, you know what, I'll get to it when I get to it. And yeah, I mean, haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I watched it is because the kids wanted to watch it. And it was like, yeah, sure, okay. Because I wasn't really like, I'm not going to go see this. This doesn't look interesting to me. I learned my lesson with Batman v Superman. Like, I don't have to see it because of something. It's like, if I don't want to see it, I don't have to see it. But, yeah, no, supposedly, I mean, there was a hardcore fan campaign to release the Snyder Cut. Because Zack Snyder would every now and then put out little things on tweet. Like, hey, here's a scene with Darkseid. And people are like, oh my god, there's a scene with Darkseid? And he was like, there was supposed to be. And people were like, we need to see this cut. We want to see the Snyder Cut. They're holding it back. And there was billboards made during Comic-Con. Somebody hired a plane with a banner that said release the Snyder Cut. This was a big fan campaign. And people were... there were plenty of injustices for that. And harassment campaign on Twitter and stuff. Basically, and people were really up in arms wanting this Snyder Cut, which now seems really stupid, but whatever.
But they're going to get it.
They're going to get it now.
Way to go, fans.
Yeah, way to go, Warner Brothers, for demanding. I always said the Mass Effect 3 ending and the whole campaign to get that redone and then them doing that. Now you're seeing new fan campaigns trying to start the original cut of Suicide Squad. And the weirdest one I saw from an article on Birth Movies Digest, there's now people wanting the 4-hour cut of Revenge of the Sith, which is really weird because that was George Lucas, who wrote and directed the movie. The cut you see is his director's cut. And he makes the changes whenever he feels, whenever they re-release it or something. But I don't, it's, yeah. So look forward to Zack Snyder's Justice League coming to HBO Max next year. Yep. And then everyone watching and going, and that's another thing, is that this movie is intended to be follow up with another movie, like a sequel or two other sequels. So you're not going to see the full version. You're going to be seeing part one to a movie that's supposed to be other parts to this that you'll never see. So it's going to be an incomplete story no matter what.
That's just so annoying. Sorry.
Okay, and that's here. The thing that boggles me is that you're wanting to see the setup to a payoff you'll never see. Like, yeah. They won. The internet won.
They usually do. Look at Sonic.
Yeah, no, that's true. The whole Sonic debacle with that, too. That was another thing that Sonic fans really demanded to see their version of Sonic, and they got it. So, yay. But yeah, HBO Max, it's out there. They definitely something, I mean, if you are a fan of movies and you want to watch classic movies... definitely, I think it is worth the $15 a month. It does have a lot to offer, and I think they're going to be offering more to it and such. I think that's what I like about it. It has the variety of all that aspect of it all. I know with Disney Plus, if you're a Disney fan, that's great for it all, but there's a lot of crap on there, too.
Oh, yeah, like any other one. I mean, all of them have their great. Yeah. You know, they're good movies and they're not so good ones.
Yeah, but I just like the variety aspect. You feel like a classic, it's there. You feel like a blockbuster, it's there. You want to watch something from your childhood, it's there. There's a lot more variety to it.
And they still, I'm sure they'll update this, but when you do watch a show, if you can skip the intro.
Oh, they don't have that there feature on there yet?
Nope. You have to watch the whole thing. Yeah. And we get spoiled from Netflix just by skipping it.
Yeah. Just this week, they added Disney Plus. Just that reminded me, Disney Plus updated The Simpsons to where you can watch it in its original 4:3 aspect ratio. You have that option now to watch The Simpsons in its old aspect ratios and stuff. So, yeah, like all streaming services, definitely they'll be definitely adding to it and all that. So hopefully they will... update that feature, because yeah, you want to watch your friends and don't want to watch the intro all the time, too bad.
But do you still get, they still cut out a lot of scenes.
Oh, really?
The DVD or Blu-ray for any of the shows, TV shows, like they cut out so much stuff. Even in The Simpsons, that's why I always prefer the disc, because you, they always give you what was aired on the show, but if you get the DVD, you get the full length with a little few, you know, lines here and there. The credits are a little bit longer because they actually shot a scene that goes for a lot of the shows, which I noticed when I was reorganizing my DVD collection. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this on. And I'm like, wait a minute. They cut this out.
Yeah.
All the, you know, so if you're a big fan of, let's say, Friends, they do cut out a lot.
They also, there was a little controversy with Netflix and Back to the Future recently, where Back to the Future 2, some fans were watching and they noticed that the scene with Ooh La La magazine, where Biff has covered it up, or Marty thinks he has the sports almanac in the principal's office and he's looking through it and it's the magazine to Ooh La La, which is a, like a nudie mag. They removed the cover. The original version had like a cover of a woman in like bra, and it had a little bit more salacious photos and everything. And I guess Netflix got the airport or the airplane version, which was edited out, and they edited that out. They covered up. They didn't show the magazine or something. So, you know, studios have different versions of their shows. Like, for example, Simpsons, they may have different cuts and stuff because it's a syndicated version. So they may have just put the syndicated version on the streaming service. Same with Friends and stuff like that. Whereas, like you said, with the DVDs, it's the original has they aired footage.
Without the commercial. Yeah, all in there, which is great. But again, if it doesn't bother you, I mean, it's fine. It's obviously very convenient just to click it on. But there's times where I don't want it edited out.
I have a certain memory.
You know. It's kind of like taking, you know, it's kind of like you Star Wars fans and how George Lucas retouched them.
You want your originals. We want our original.
I'm sure you guys want your originals.
We do. Right, Daniel?
It's not just us. It's the Scooby fans too, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's everybody. And the thing is, I don't know why you get so angry. You will get it. In the end, you will get it. You have nothing to worry about.
If the Snyder Cut has... If the Snyder Cut has proven anything, you'll get it. Don't worry.
You'll get it. So, you just gotta be patient.
Yeah, exactly. Patience is a virtue, kids. Patience is a virtue. That's all I really have. Do you guys have anything else or all that?
No, I got nothing.
Edwin?
Yeah, just stay safe out there.
Yeah, definitely stay safe. It is a lot going on and everything. Definitely stay safe and everything. And also, I would also advise just try to listen and see, because I think a lot of troubles right now are just people stomping firm in the ground and not wanting to change or not wanting to listen or anything. And that's my big advice for people, is just try to listen and stay safe and all that. There's a reason why a lot of this is happening. But yeah, that's it for us. Definitely subscribe to the show, rate and review. Also, if you want to go to Instagram.com, we're on there at Rewind Replay Record, where you can ignore us if you wish. You can follow us and then ignore us. That's absolutely fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
It's acceptable.
Yeah, I know it hurts Daniel and Edwin's, but it doesn't hurt mine. I have to console them all the time.
I cry every night.
It happens. But, be sure to tell people about us and all that if you like what you're hearing. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to us at Instagram.com. Again, that's at Rewind Replay Record. Other than that, stay safe, all that jazz. Daniel, Edwin, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Likewise, bro. Glad to talk to you guys. Missing you guys.
Yes, no, definitely. This is definitely needed. And hopefully it's needed for you, the listener. And if not, I guess listen to WTF with Mark Maron. All right. Take it easy, guys.
Where are you? Later.
We got Bye. Some work to do now.
G-Squad. Where are you?